We are learning Mesechtas Erevin Tav Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of the Amar Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph. We just learned that in our Mishnah it says that if you find a box that looks like tefillin, but it's brand new, so you think maybe it's a kameya. Masha Inkein, if you find Yeshanis, it's tefillin. But it was a machlekes or a meyer Rabbi Yehuda, and we said right till now the machlekes is if a person is teireach to make something, even though it's not a mitzvah. And it comes out that the halacha of tcheles, that you find chutim mufasakim, you find cut threads, if you use it for tzitzit, it's really a machlekes tanoim. The Gemara is now going to say, atzad, that it's not a machlekes tanoim, it's even shot in Mishnah. That really, a person is never tereach. A person is never tereach, and therefore if you find a mufasakim, you can use it for tzitzit. And therefore really, if you find a brand new pair of tefillin, you can use it for tefillin. What's the problem with our Mishnah? The Gemara is saying, nupshat. Nupshat in our Mishnah, we have to say nupshat in machlekes or meir abhidu also. Now that Avu the Shmuel Rav Yitzchak learned in a brayse and explained that Elu hein yishanois, what's called yishanois? Kos yesh ben retzuyos umukusharis. A old pair of tefillin means it has retzuyos and it's tied with a knot. Every shalyad has a yud and the tefillin shalroish has a dal in the back. It's tied as tefillin. So chadashois. What's chadash? I mean, yes, but mitzuyis has the strings loy mekusharis, but it's not tied. It doesn't have the yud and the dalet. That's the difference between shanos and chadashos. So then you can say like this: the kuli alma loy tarachinish. The kuli alma person is not tereach, and therefore, if you find it, you can name on it's a shame tefillin. Here's a new problem: it is tefillin. I can't bring it back because it's not doesn't have a knot. If it doesn't have a knot, I can't wear it, and I can't wear it in a kosher way. It's not a good way of wearing tefillin. You have to wear it in the kosher way, and you're not allowed to be kosher or kesh shakayama. You can't make a knot. What?
It's so look away from it. Next year we do have a problem with?
No, it's not a tzahi. You're wearing it. It was a gzeira. Well, it was a gzeira. But kshira could be the raisa. So here, how could you tie? You can't tie it. So therefore, that's pshat in our mishnah why you can't bring in yuchadoshos. Ah, you can ask me, what's pshat rameyer? So Rav Bitzal Meranchberg on the side here brings down from the Ritva that the Pshat Rameya is, because he holds that Mutta L'Koshra M'Shav is Kesher Shal Kayama V'Kesher V'Rupa. He holds you can make a Kesher Sha'ina Kayama, a loose Kesher. That's what he holds. That's what if you're Rameya, you can bring it in. But our Tana holds, you cannot bring it in and because of the knot. So it comes out, it's not because of, it looks like a Kameya. That Pshat, it's not a normal Kameya in Tillin. That would go on Kuli Yama, not like that. The whole new problem is, I can't tie it on Shabbos. Freit the Gemara of Elaviru Mu'univ, why don't you make it into a bow? And that's Mutta on Shabbos. And then wear it in like that. Make a bow. State here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a niva is possible for tefillin. You have to have a kesher kayama. It can't be a niva. A niva psula with tefillin. That's one pshat. Abayam with a pshat. Rabbi Yehuda letameid omar niva kshir ma'isa. Maybe it is good for a niva is good for tefillin. The problem here is Rabbi Yehuda holds a niva is called a kshir ma'isi. Like Rashi brings down and says in the Shabbos that a chevel disha nifsak, if your bucket snapped from the well, so you can't make a bow, Rabbi Yehuda says. Because who holds a bow is also to make on Shabbos. And that's why you can't do it here also. And then if he's that, this pshat, you can ask pshat on Rameyer, he also could make a bow. So the Gemara, taima daniva ksheira ma'ayasi. So if you're a baya, why is Rabbi Yehuda saying it's no good? Because you know, I'll do this on Shabbos, even a bow. Halach, ha'chi onavlu. If not, you would make a bow. It would be good for tefillin, be kosher for tefillin. Right? The Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Shmuel the Rav, Kesher shel tefillin, Halacha Moish Mesina. Kesher shel tefillin is Halacha Moish Mesina. You have to have a kesher. But Amar Rav Nach, Mevin Avein Lebar, and also the Ritzuos, the black part of Ritzuos, have to be to the outside. And the way the Gemara Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha is the Gemara thinks right now that you can't make a good knot like the way the Halacha Moish Mesina said with a bow. It won't work. You won't be able to do it. So how could a bow work? It's a lachmas shina these knots. It's not a joke. The yud and the dal have to be made right. And for the Gemara, the anuvlu can kshira to do. He made a bow like our kshira, and it does work. It does work. And like Rashi explains again, that there's the three things. There's the shakai, the shin, dalet, and yud. So the yud is by the tefillin shel yad. The dalet is behind your head by the ritzuos. And the shin is carved out onto the tefillin. Interesting, Rashi learns with Noyan Labar, I touch the men that the black ritzuos is on the outside. That's what Rashi explains in Menachos. Here, Rashi's mashma, Noyan Labar means the shin has to be on the outside of the box, not in between the four buttons of Shal Rosh. It has four different compartments. It shouldn't be inside there. It should be on the outside. That's the Rosh learns, but a lot of Rishonim take issue with that. That's the Rosh learns over here. But Al-Kapanim, either way, we're learning now that the Pshat our Mishnah is it wasn't tied, and you can't make a bowl. Why not? Either because a bowl is Asa on Shabbos, or because a bowl is not good for Tefillin.
But also, you have to hold that Shabbos as a mantle, right?
What?
Also, don't you if you hold Shabbos as a mantle?
You don't know. Nothing to do. Even if you have a tachshit, it has to be put. It's like it has to be in the makom tefillin. It has to be put on in a kosher way. What? Because it's not a kosher way. If it's not in a kosher way, if I need to go for tefillin, it's not in a kosher way. It's not a good tachshit either. Just like it, why have to put it in the right spot? It's weird. It's not a tachshit. The whole tachshit is to look like I'm wearing tefillin. If it's not looking like I'm wearing tefillin, it's not called a tachshit. That's what's moving from the whole sugya, and therefore it has to be kosher. So the Gemara. So Rashi explains, we're talking about a guy here who's like, we call him a cipher these days. What does a cipher do? He sells tefillin. Does he make the tefillin? No. He buys it from a middleman who buys it from other people, basically. He buys it from the batim macher, who batim macher collects batim. So you're buying tefillin, mishayna mumcha. So you are the one at the cipher, we call the cipher, the seller. He's buying tefillin from a guy who's not a mumcha. That he himself is not a mumcha, so we don't know where he got his tefillin from. We know he didn't make it himself. He's not a mumcha. So halach is boydik shtayim shal yad v'achas shal roish, or shtayim shal roish v'achas shal yad. You check three tefillins, not pairs, three tefillin. Either two shal yad, one shal roish, or two shal roish, one shal yad, and you check three tefillin. You have a chazaka, and it's good. If you check three of them and they're good, then you're good to go. So Gemara first analyzes that. Marav shach. If you know that this seller who's selling to the cipher buys only for one person, just check three of any, either one. Three is enough. Three is a chazaka. From the same person, three is a chazaka. Teretz is, it's from different people. Every single one should be a bedika because it's not going to help a chazaka on three if he buys them to people. So what's the case? Of course, you buy it only for one person. And you need a chazaka. And you need a chazaka on a shal roish and a shal yad in this group. You do three, is a chazaka, and you have a shal roish or a shal yad in there, that's enough to make a chazaka. To make a chazaka, that's enough. Veite gemara, eini, vatoni, rabba bar shmuel, betfilim, boidik, shal shal yad, v'shal roish. Which, my love, says you have to boidik three shal yad and three shal roish. What does that mean, my love? Sounds like three of either one is enough. It says boydik shalosh shal yad v'shal roish. So we're lo, you know, really like we have it. Shalosh three mehen shal yad and mehen shal roish. Some shal yad, some shal roish, but of course it means altogether three and just switch off. Right, the Gemara about Tani Rav Kahana, but tefillin boydik shtayim shal yad v'shal roish. All you have to check is two, one shal yad, one shal roish. Or some say, even you can read two shayads or two shayads, either one. But two is enough, not three. So where it says, that's not shver. Hamani Rebbe, that price is going to go to Rebbe. We know it's a famous machlokes all over Shas. How many times chazaka? According to Rebbe is two. I think Rabbi Gamil is one of his chaylik, calls three is chazaka. We always go to Chumra. But the one of the cases that Rebbe's talking about is that if someone gets married twice and her husband dies, so she can't marry a third husband because it's a chazaka after two times. So Rebbe holds chazaka two times, so my tefillin is enough too. Pray to Gemara, Rebbe, let's see the sefer that Braisa. That Braisa says all you need is two. We're saying it's Rebbe. Let's see the sefer that Braisa. Rebbe, aim a sefer. It says, V'chein b'tzeves, hasheni v'chein b'tzeves shishi. For each group, you have to check two. Check, group number one, you have to check two. V'chein b'tzeves hasheni. Second group, bundle of tefillin, you have to check two. V'chein b'tzeves hashlishi. V'Rebbe, shlishi mi'islei. Why have to check three times? The third bundle. I have two bundles. Be a chazak already. Be Rebbe. Shishi v'yislei. And for the Gemara, no pashut. Moi the Rebbe b'tzofsim by groups to betray klasa gavri zoven. Usually, don't buy a whole bunch for a lot of people. What?
Why is it in chazaka?
Checking each batch is kosher. Yeah, I'm saying if it's one person, once you have a chazaka for one guy, so it's enough. And even want to check. Right. So even in a batch, maybe two is enough. Even the batch, maybe two is enough.
Right. You have to check three in the batch, it's the third batch.
Right. What? The third batch, right. So why do you need three batches?
Every batch you have to check.
Yeah.
Why have to check the second batch?
Okay, that's the Gemara's teretz, really. Why do you have to check every batch? Gemara says the teretz is because you're buying from two, three people. So that's you have a check every batch, and therefore it's no chazar. Therefore, echanam it's no chazar. It's more as teretz really. So the Gemara, moed the Rebbe b'tzafsim the betray plus the gavri zav, and you buy from two or three people, and therefore every thing has to be checked. So Gemara has kasha that yachy a filler revi nami, even the fourth one has to be checked, the filler chamisha, the fifth one has to be checked. So Gemara echanami v'hayiton shlishi lafuke mechazake. Just to say, it's nothing to do with chazaka here. It has to be more than a chazaka. The fourth and fifth have to be checked also. So it comes out, we're saying like this, that if you buy tefillin from someone that's not a mumcha, you have to check according to the first man yom, which is man yom, chazaka three times, you have to check three of the tefillin, shalyan, shalreish. According to Rebbe, two is enough. And when you buy different bundles, different groups of tefillin, since it's different people, you have to check every single one. And shlishi just means, don't think there's a chazaka here, has to be more than two, which means three. Once it's three, it means four, five, and six also. Etc. Mishnah. Matzah tzvasim akrichais. And etc. Halacha, which we'll talk about in the next Gemara. But etc. Halacha in the Mishnah. Matzah tzvasim akrichais. He found bundles or bundles of tefillin. So what's tzvasim? What's krichais? That's the Gemara talks about. My tzvasim or my krichais. Rashi speaks out. The word tzvasim is a pasuk in Rus. To show lo amin tzvasim means bundles of tefua. My tzvasim, my krichais. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Heinein tzvasim, heinein krichas. They're the same thing. They both mean bundles. But they're different type of bundles. Tzvasim means zuzi zuzi. That's the way the Geras of the Gilyan is. Zuzi zuzi, which means it's pairs of tefillin that tie to each other. And then you have a bundle of pairs of tefillin. That's what tzvasim mean. Krichas means the krichon tuva. It means they're not tied pair by pair. All the tefillin are tied together. That's what krichon means. The tzvasim or krichon means that it's not... Tzvasim is peers tied together, and krichon is bundles together. Zok Gemara Vayter says machshech aleihem maviim. It says these things you can't wear them in. What you do is you wait till after Shabbos. You wait standing next to the Tav Shabbos, and you bring it in. Zok Gemara, what's the problem? So what if it's a bunch? Why can't you wear them in? The Ma'ale doing zog koin tanakam. We'll have one pair of time. So wear one pair of time and come in. Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Yehuda. If you could take pair by pair and finish before Shabbos over, you could do it. But if not, you're anyway going to have to wait till after Shabbos. So what do you gain by being mechal Shabbos to a certain extent? Because it's Rabbanan, that's the weird tefillin, you might take it off. So what are you gaining by bringing in the whole day tefillin? Just you're waiting anyway to the night. So wait to the night and everything. That's what it says. Machlisim, calls you machlisim zog zog, calls karmish kiyos ha machlisim zog zog. Be law, but if you're not going to anyway finish before Shabbos, machshech aleihem aviyim. You wait till after Shabbos, then you bring it in regularly, and just wait till after Shabbos, because why should you be over anything if you're not going to get it done before Shabbos is over anyway?